friends there. I'm real cold. Where's Rona gone?
The park near 28th and 9th. What else? Come on!
Ryan, she doesn't...
Shut up, JB!
Old cellar under the ground. Get in back of... Dean! Here, son! Go get cold.
You left him there?
I really don't think she can hear you now, Ryan.
Ryan wasn't done yet. He lifted his hand again, this time clenching it into a fist. But he hesitated, sighing, feeling the crimson mist of anger beginning to drift away from him.
No point.
One hand grabbed at Ryan, catching his sleeve, holding him frozen.
You're like him. Like Rona said you were. He's going to be special, Ryan Cotter. Now, I did what I said, and there isn't anything left.
She's gone.
Ryan gently disengaged the clawed fingers from his arm and folded it across the woman's chest.
You did good, old woman. I'll carry it from here. I had to do that.
I know that.
If I hadn't...
Then she'd still have died, and you wouldn't have known where the boy was. Just that he was somewhere in the New Yorkville.
I mean, slapping a dying woman who's maybe saved the life of...
Your son. Come on, lover. It's not that difficult to say, is it?
Yeah.
Ryan stopped and glared at her.
Yeah, Christy, it is actually very difficult to say. My son. Up to 15 minutes ago, I didn't even know I had a son, or a daughter, or any children. It's gonna take me a while to get used to that. My son, all right?
Christy smiled at his anger and his uncertainty, then stepped in close and kissed him on the cheek.
Of course. Glad you've gotten that off your chest, lover. Easier all around. Be easier for Dean as well.
Christy, look. I think we should talk some about this. It doesn't make any difference to you and me, you know. It was 10 years ago.
Doc, with JB and Mildred, had been waiting, listening. The old man repeated a runic remark he'd made once before.
And it was in another country. And besides, the bitch is dead.
The skies over New York had cleared, and it was a bright, fresh morning. The shadows were sharp-edged as they walked south. Once again, they slipped naturally into a skirmish line, keeping to the center of what remained of the streets, Ryan leading, holding his G-12 caseless. Then came Christy, Doc, Mildred, and JB. As he walked on, Ryan's mind kept sliding back 10 years to the blazing heat and murderous winds of the baked southwest. And Sharona Carson. Rona. He'd never heard anyone call her that. As the wife of Baron Alias Carson, she'd been entitled to respect. Sharona. Dazzling blonde hair, beautifully styled. Expensive jewels, fabulous clothes that fitted her like a second skin. Her skin, with its sharp, exciting taste. Teeth that had nipped at him, leaving him marked and bleeding. And deep violet eyes that had suckered him.
Something ahead left.
Ryan realized he'd lost concentration by brooding on Taos and the woman, and his son. He stopped and raised his G-12, looking where Christy had pointed. Something was watching them from around the corner of a pile of rubbish, but it was in shadow, and he couldn't make it out. As soon as they paused and looked, the creature darted away out of sight again.
Scaly?
Don't think so. The head looked normal shape. Just a scavenger. One of the triple dirties who lives here.
The farther they traveled, the worse the desolation grew. Hardly a building stood above ground floor level, and virtually all had been stripped of wood. To their left, where there had once been great buildings that scraped at the lower edges of the sky, there was a permanent haze. Ryan noticed that the tiny lapel rad counters he, JB, and Christy wore were showing a potential hazard. The color had shifted from the faded green of safety through the middle band of orange toward the crimson of danger. JB was also aware of it.
Some serious hotspots over east.
Can't be that far. How many blocks should it be?
The bus terminal was around 40th Street. It backed onto 9th Avenue. Woman said down to 28th. 12 or 13 blocks.
Not all that far from Greenwich Village, but it's impossible to work out how far from here. Some roads have totally vanished, no landmarks. Just head south and look for that park she mentioned.
Chelsea Park.
They did what they could to quarter the area, looking for anything that might resemble a park. As far as they could tell, they were in roughly the right part of the ville, but they drew a blank.
It's noon.
Not that much food left. What do you reckon, lover?
We keep moving. The woman was dying. She wouldn't tell us lies. He has to be around here.
In some of the shattered parts, in the lee of the piles of debris, there were small patches of unmelted snow. JB stepped aside to take a leak behind a heap of dark red bricks near one of the white drifts.
Hey, look here! Some scaly's been here!
They made out the marks of studded boots and a few scuffed smears of Gila's footwear, as well as the clear imprint of a set of small, bare toes.
Still sending out their hunting parties. Never known muties to be so well-organized. Really are like fire-blasted sec men.
Doc was gazing vaguely at the fallen walls and ice-coated rubble.
What's most interesting?
How's that, Doc?
Well, my dear Ryan, unless I am much mistaken, someone has painted the number over there as an indication of the street, 27. Of course, it may be the merest coincidence.
The numbers were in faded white paint, poorly executed, the dribbles running from both the 2 and the 8. Ryan looked toward the west and took a deep breath.
River's close. Can taste it. Let's go 2 or 3 blocks to the east and then cut south. If we move west along what's left of that highway, we should hit this Chelsea Park. Let's go.
Well, this is some park.
The only thing that made them think this had once been a park was the fact that there were no piles of rubble on the ground. Merely a narrow rectangular space of brownish mud. It was totally featureless, except for small ice-lick puddles.
She said there was a cellar around the back of a tumbled building or something like that.
More scaly's been here. I can see their boot tracks.
Yeah, me too. They look recent. Look at the edges. Kind of blurred and rounded. Been this morning, not last night.
You think they could still be here?
Better find this cellar real quick.
The companions looked around the wasteland.
There.
Behind that broken archway?
Yes, I can feel it, Ryan. Someone's been there.
Are they here still?
No, I don't think so.
Well, we best look.
There was a path between the twin pillars of the arch. Ryan hesitated, looking at the carved figures that had once supported the keystones. More than life-size, they were female, their heads wrapped in stylized shrouds, as though they were frozen and weeping.
The Scalies were here. I see their tracks. We're too late.
After 10 years, he'd missed the sun he'd never seen by a matter of minutes. It was one of the most bitter moments of Ryan Carter's life. The three bodies were so mutilated that it was almost impossible to tell either sex or age. Ryan steeled himself to look more carefully, but JB took him by the arm.
That's okay, Ryan. I'll do it.
Even from where he stood, Ryan could see that none of the bodies was that of a 10-year-old boy.
Missed it up from somewhere. Can feel heat from maybe down in the cellar there.
What about?
No. 2 men. Both look late teens. One got a double stoop face. The other hasn't got much face left. The Scalies used cleavers on them all. Pure hacked them to shreds. Third one's an old woman. Bodies are stiffening, but it's cold. Hour or two, that's my guess. Look in the cellar?
Sure.
Mildred offered to stand watch outside, her target pistol drawn and ready. The other four climbed down the makeshift steps into the sweltering, noisome darkness.
Dark night. It's like an oven down here, and that stink.
The remains of a great fire still smoldered against the back wall, where there seemed to be a kind of chimney. The embers glowed with a shimmering scarlet, casting a ferocious heat around the vaulted room. Ryan guessed it was roughly 30 feet long and 20 across, with a flagged floor and a low arched ceiling. The worst of the smell came from a shapeless pile in one corner. At first, Ryan took it for a heap of butchered corpses, and his heart sank again. Then he moved a little closer and saw that it was bodies all right, but the carcasses were of slaughtered skinned dogs. Some of them, by the smell, were several days old. A mound of ragged blankets and coats was thrown against one of the walls, presumably too far gone to interest even the Scalies.
There's some dried fish over here. The rotting meat masks the smell.